Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. This week has already been an emotional roller coaster for me. I suspect the entire month will be. Last year, around this time, I lost two family members, very, very close together. And I'm still feeling a lot of that. Grief hits hard around the anniversary of any loss. And it's normal. I'm working through it and everything, having to employ all of my coping mechanisms to do so. In fact, right now I'm going to light some incense. It is anti-stress. That's the scent or flavor, whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to channel it throughout the entirety of this broadcast. It has a very nice light scent. And this is a reminder to everyone to be kind and compassionate, especially this time of year. It's always good for, you know, the entire year anyways, but this time of year hits hard for a whole lot of people for so many different reasons. And compassion is so needed, especially when you're dealing with somebody who could be having a hard day, could be going through it. You know, just have that at the forefront of your mind as you're going about your day. You know, the cashier at the gas station or the grocery store or just a random, you know, person that you message or interact with on the internet. Kind words go a very, very long way. Because we're all fighting something. I wasn't sure exactly what direction this episode was going to go when I started. This week has been a roller coaster, like I said. And, you know, dealing with trolls, dealing with the unknown, dealing with different stressors and worries, and plus trying to keep all my heaviness away from my children. They're young. They don't need the stress of all this, and they definitely don't need me flying off the handle because, you know, I'm deep in my feelings and then overreacting to something. So I'm channeling the essence of the incense, having trouble with words here, to you all and for myself as well, for your highest good, to help us all release stress, release worry. I am helping everyone, if you're open and receptive, to ground and center and find our balance again. So just take a big deep breath with me. Okay. I'm also channeling energies of serenity, of peace, of compassion and kindness, of unconditional love, because we all need it. We all already have it. It's given to us by the entirety of the universe. Our guides are always showering us with unconditional love and support, but often we get too stuck in our heads to really even realize it, and it gets hard. You know, we get deep into our emotions, we start living in our head, and all the thoughts of, you know, this isn't working, or why isn't this working out for me, or, you know, it should be this way, or it should be that way, or why am I not doing all the things I'm supposed to be doing? And that's when we need to stop, center ourselves, and come back to our heart, and realize that we don't have to be it all, we don't have to do it all the time. We do not always have to be at 100%. Go, go, go all the time. We don't. If your best looks like 100% one day, and your best looks like 40% another day. That 40% is your 100% for that day. So have compassion for yourself and realize that you're doing the best that you can. We're all doing the best that we can. Give yourself the space and the grace to realize that you can rest. You can ask for help. You can reach out. You can take a breath. You can go out in nature and hug a tree or put your hands in the dirt, unless it's snowing where you are. Then I don't recommend that because, ew, burr. I have rocks, not just crystals, but I have rocks in my home. My husband brought one home. It's rather large, from a riverbank, and it has little shiny bits and everything. And we'll use that to ground when we can't go outside. Or we'll just do it energetically, and I'll think it through. And it helps me remember to connect to Earth, to Source, the universe, to my guides, to my own heart. And that connection is extremely valuable. That connection is what reminds us that we are spirit made flesh. We are a soul having a physical experience. So we are made up of the physical and the spirit. And that is absolutely wonderful. All of our experiences help us learn and grow. And some of them really suck. They do. You know, a lot of the harsh lessons just leave wounds that take forever to heal, or at least it seems like it. And when we dig deep, when we go within and feel our feels and then acknowledge them and accept that we feel that way, accept that that happened, and then learn to release it because that's not who we are anymore. And then ground ourselves and find our center, find our heart again, and be like, okay, I love me. I'm going to give myself the compassion I need to feel the feels. I acknowledge that I feel this way. I'm hurting. It's okay. It is okay. And then breathe. And then choose to let it go. To not let that hurt or that experience completely define us, because that's not who we are. It's a small chapter or even a big chapter of our life, yes, but it is not our entirety. We are so many different amazing things. We are not our first impressions. We are not our stressors. We are not our perceived failures. We are not our mistakes. We are love. We are human. We are divine. We are wonderful, even when we don't feel like it. And it takes us grounding and centering ourselves and coming back to heart and realizing that, you know what? In spite of it all, I love who I am. You know what? With it all, I love who I am. I choose, I consciously choose to let the weight go, to just drop my luggage. They're not my burdens to bear anymore. I choose to let them go. I wash them away, however we need to. And just fill ourselves back up with love, with serenity, with fun, with jokes. Silly little jokes or happy songs or whatever makes you laugh and feel lighthearted, even for a few minutes. My dog is stretching behind me, so stretch and move. You know, whatever you need to do to get yourself out of your head and into your heart, into your body, and just be like, you know what? I can do this because we can. Our guides believe in us. We need to believe in us. A healer once told me, we're all gifted. We all have so many different gifts, but most of us, we choose to not even open the present. The present is unconditional love. The present is being in the moment. The present is the vibrancy that's all around us. Even when things are going wrong, there's still some things going right. There's some reasons to smile or at least feel like, you know what? I am supported, or I am blessed in some ways. Yes, this one thing really freaking sucks, but I also have this. They can create a balance, and realizing that, choosing to see that helps tremendously because then it helps us shift our focus and we get out of our head and out of that I can't or defeatist thinking or even the victim mindset. My brain tried going there this week so many times already, and I have had to use all my tools to get myself out of the funk. And I'm gonna have to keep doing it all month, more than likely. But I have support. I have help. I know my guides are around me helping me. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that your guides are around you helping you too. Remember, you are unconditionally loved. Accept that. You are worthy of the support that they offer, of the love that they offer. You are worthy. Accept that. Tell yourself, I choose to accept my birthrights. I choose to accept my blessings. I choose to accept my spiritual gifts. I choose to see from my heart. I choose to perceive from my heart, however you want to say it. Whatever works for you. Find your way. Find your center. I'm here to help. There are so many of us who want to help. We love you. Your guides love you. The universe loves you and is actually conspiring in your favor, in our favor. I'm still channeling the energies of peace, serenity, relaxation, fun, playfulness. Take another big deep breath. Give your sp that, excuse me. Give yourself the space to feel compassion for yourself. Rest when you need to, but keep going. Choose. Choose to accept the love and support all around you. Choose to accept your heart. Choose to accept that you are more than your struggles, because we are. I love you. I support you. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved. Days like these are exactly why I created a course called Creating Balance Within. It's small rituals that we can employ every single day. I send out an email a day, video 10 minutes or less with energy healing inside, and it's just 30 days. Starting in January, I do have an early bird special starting at $222. As of the 15th of December, the price will go up to $297. And at the end, you'll get a journal with the videos. You also get journal prompts with the emails. And that way, you can check in and you can learn and grow and then apply these little lessons, these little rituals each and every time. I created this because I needed it. And I know if I need it, others do too. I love you.